Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I like sharing with you things I find amazing about the Quran. Today, actually, I'll go across several ayahs in the Quran that share a specific term, and the term is jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah in the Arabic language it comes from the word jahal, which means ignorance, or it also means to be out of control, or to speak out of whim, or to take an action without thinking through it. So acting ignorantly, acting, you know, irrationally, things like that, that's all jahiliyyah. To oversimplify the thing, we could just call it ignorance. Now, the Quran actually attributes jahiliyyah to four things, which is really cool. The first of them is dhannul jahiliyyah, meaning an ignorant assumption. Assumption based on ignorance and assumption based on emotional whim. In other words, you assume the worst about someone and you assume evil, you know, attribute evil to someone, or you assume guilt when there hasn't been any evidence of guilt. This is all dhannul jahiliyyah. Dhannul jahiliyyah also includes things like, oh, you know, Allah is doing this, but he's probably just punishing me, or he hates me, that's why he's doing this to me. Like, dhannul jahiliyyah could be attributed to people, but it can also be attributed to Allah himself, people having bad assumptions about Allah. That's the first of them. The second of them is tabarruj al-jahiliyyah, to beautify oneself and to decorate oneself in a way that is ignorant. In other words, you know, human beings naturally have a desire to beautify themselves, and to dress well, to live well, to have a beautiful ride, to live in a beautiful city, to move to a beautiful neighborhood, to go to a beautiful place for vacation. These are things, attraction towards beauty is something that naturally comes with human nature. That's something Allah put inside of us. But at the same time, there is such a thing as decorating and adorning oneself in a way that is jahil. In other words, things that violate the code of decency that is clearly outlined not only by revelation, but is also embedded inside human nature according to our faith, right? So people want to dress in ways that are provocative or overly exposed or indecent, and yet they consider that to be beautiful. Tabarruj al-jahiliyyah could also be, you know, somebody uses vile, filthy language and they think that that's cool. That's a new kind of tabarruj nowadays, a new kind of beautification, is the more vile and the more vulgar somebody is in their speech, the cooler and the more, acceptable that is. And it's a new standard for everybody else to live up to. So that's a kind of tabarruj al-jahiliyyah. The third, so the first one, once again, was evil or ignorant assumption. And the second is beautification that is rooted in ignorance. And the third, there's only four, the third of them is hamiyat al-jahiliyyah. Hamiyah actually means ganging up or siding with someone ignorantly. In other words, your affiliation, your loyalty belongs to a group and it's really not rooted in anything rational at all. You know, like people become crazy fanatical fans of a sports team, ready to fight another team after a match. That's a kind of like a hamiyatul jahiliyyah. Or somebody is so convinced that their tribal lineage is superior to the neighboring tribe, and they are willing to insult the other, look down on the other, almost consider them less than human. This hamiyatul jahiliyyah can manifest itself as tribalism. It could manifest itself as nationalism or obsession with sports teams and things like that. It can also manifest itself even within Islam as my school of thought or my sheikh or my group or my, you know, my friends, and we are the ultimate, you know. And this is a kind of hamiyatul jahiliyyah. And when that happens, anything that you feel threatens the integrity or the sense of superiority of your group fires you up and you're ready to take action, right? So now I've given you three. There's, you know, assumptions rooted in ignorance, thoughts rooted in ignorance. There's beautification and adorning yourself rooted in ignorance. And then the third one is making or ganging up or making affiliations. Those affiliations themselves are rooted in ignorance. And finally, the last of them and the worst of it, hukmul jahiliyyah. Hukmul jahiliyyah is the decision making that is rooted in ignorance. Entire decisions are made because of just whim, for nothing more, you know. And you know what's really remarkable about these four? There's a progression here. Because if a society, what becomes rampant in a society is people just make assumptions about each other, dhannul jahiliyyah. And when people are obsessed with the outwardly beautification, so much so that they're even willing to violate the codes of decency, and all that matters is what looks good to them. And then the standards of what looks good gets more and more and more vulgar, right? And then on top of that, they're in these two standards, they're now ganging up with each other. And they're all like, they're united band and nobody can question it. This becomes the new standard of morality for humanity. Nobody can actually criticize it. When that happens, then the rules, the verdicts, the impositions that they will put on society, those verdicts, the hukm, will actually be rooted in ignorance itself, hukm al-jahiliyyah. And when it comes to that final phase, all that's left for that society is corruption and eventually destruction. So Allah criticizes ignorance, but He actually breaks ignorance down into like four things. And the last one, meaning a society governing itself by ignorance, is actually the final phase. There are other previous steps that come in. And so I find this actually absolutely remarkable that Allah Azza wa Jal pinpoints where jahiliyyah begins. What are the precursor steps before a society lays itself to ruin? May Allah Azza wa Jal make us a people that are against jahiliyyah in all of its forms and are able to identify that kind of ignorance and that kind of irrational behavior in ourselves and in the people around us, and are able to become people of reason and sound judgment. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.